We are about to begin Simin Tov Kuf Ayin Vav. Kishem Shemisanen Umasrim. Oh, and we'll be doing the first four Sifim. Kishem Shemisanen Umasrim Alag Shamim. The same way that one fasts and blows shofar for Gshamim, Kach Misanen Al Shara Tzaris. So too, one fasts for other Tzaris, Kagon, Kusim Shabao Larach Melchamim Yisrael. If you have non-Jews that come to have a Melchama with Jews, O little man mas, were to take money to heavily tax them, likach miyodam eretz, to take a land away from Klal Yisrael, ligzer aleim tzora, to make some kind of gzera that we can't be mekayim mitzvah, afilu b'mitzvah kala, hare misanin umar masriyin, we fast and we blow shofar, ad shiruchmu, until the tzora passes. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, first of all, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah daraisa, lizok olasriya al tzora. That is to daven when the tzora comes and to blow shofar. The Rambam says that's midarki hatshuva, and what the pasuk means is that if something chalila, if something happens, then you cannot say it's a mikra. You have to recognize it's mishamayim. It calls for tshuva, it calls for tefillah, and along with that comes kiya shofar. Then the Rambam says there's a mitzvah d'rabbonon to fast as well. So if there's a tzara, there's a mitzvah d'araisa to daven and blow shofar, there's a mitzvah d'rabbonon, that's tefillah be'ez tzara, and there's a mitzvah d'rabbonon of fasting as well. So the Magen Avraham asks the Kasha, why is it that although Klal Yisrael has been gozer taneisim, they never blow shofar for it? So some say that it's dafkin Eretz Yisrael. Others say that it's dafka when Eretz Yisrael is totally in the hands of Klal Yisrael. And others claim that it's got to be on Rov of Klal Yisrael that the Gzeir is. The truth of the matter is that in Eretz Yisrael today, it is not uncommon that when there goes a tainus for something that's happening, they do tkiya shofar. Further, v'chola orim sivoseim mis'anen aval ein masriyim. The cities around them, they will fast, but they will not blow shofar. Eli im kain, tokul iskabetz lezrosam, unless what they're doing is sounding off the shofar for the sake of getting others to come and help them. Vafilo boel lava derech artsam, shein le milchame imahem, even if you have a non-Jewish army going through a Jewish place on the way to a war with somebody else, el al kusim acherim, v'over mamak miso mesanin umasrim. Even though they're just passing by, it is still a danger. You never know what's going to be, and therefore you're supposed to fast. Siv beis v'chein al hadever. The same thing goes if there's an epidemic where people are dying. Ezeu dever ir sheish batov kuf ragli, a city that has 500 people. V'yotzum menu shlosha mesim shloshi yamim, three people pass away one day after another, one a day. Zachar zeh hareze dever. Yotzu biyom echad, if three were nebach nifter on one day, o bedalid yomim, or 4 days, ein ze dever, that's not considered dever. Dever is that it is every day. Hoyu bo elef, that's 4 times as much. Viyotzu menu, that's twice as much. Viyotzu menu shisha meisa megimol yom zachar zeh hareze dever. So what you do is, you keep the same 3 days, just you double the amount. So if you have a town of thousands, you would have to say that for every 500, it would have to be that 3 out of every 50 or 6 out of every 100 were nifter, and this happens day after day, 3 days running. That means 1 out of 50 every day. The poskim explain that women and children or older people that have already retired, they don't work anymore, they aren't counted in either the amount of people in the city or the people that are nifter. The reason is that because they are frail anyway, they don't count. We're talking about able-bodied men that were nifter. Chalila, that's a dever. Hoya dever be'eretz Yisrael. What happens if Chalila, there's a Dever in Eretz Yisrael, Masan and Shar Goliath Simahim? So all the other Goliaths will fast with them, the reason being that it says if the Gvira was Loka, Kolshkin the Shifcha, meaning all the other lands are only secondary to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rama, "V'dafka de'ika dever b'kula v'lob miktsasa." But if part of Eretz Yisrael was spared from it, then we see even the Gvira herself did not get, was not stricken. Hoya dever b'medina v'sheyores holches. What happens if there's dever chalil in a country, but it is common for people to be coming and going to another city? They'll both fast even though they're far. Meaning, generally speaking, when there's a tzara in a city, the cities around it have to fast. If it's known that people generally travel from a faraway city to the city, the halach is, since they commonly come, we're afraid that it's going to spread, and therefore they will have to fast also. Siv Gimel, V'maya dever b'chazirim misanin. Of all animals, dafka chazir, if there's dever there, one fast. Mipnei shemeihem domim l'shel b'nei adam. Because their digestive system is similar to that of a human. Certainly, if non-Jews have a dever, then Jews would have to fast, because physically we're pretty much the same. Dalid, the same thing goes if there are houses collapsing in the city. Ketzat, Haresha ripsa be'ir mapolis ksolim b'riim. There is an abundance in this city of good walls falling down. Shein omrin b'tzad ha-nohor. They're not standing by the side of the river. Meaning, if they're by the river banks, even if they're strong walls, we say that they can easily be weakened by the river. But if they're standing in the middle of town and they're strong and they collapse, that's a simon that something's going on here. The chain. So Sahrezet Sar Misana Masrim Alede Blo Shofar too. Vechain al Harash, the same thing would go with it for an earthquake. Valharuchis Shemapilum Habinyin, or if you have strong winds that knock over buildings, Vahorgim, and they kill people, Misanin or Masriim Alehem, one fasts and blows shofar. As far as the shear goes, some say that it's the shear is, it's got to be at least three houses that collapsed.